Everything looks good back here. Okay. Let us take away. Okay.
So the two of you and let's see, myself and Marika is not here, and so occasionally Melissa will all be doing checking of the transcripts. So this is the second pass transcriptions we're receiving, and that's pretty straightforward. I think you'll basically have an idea of what's involved. But the extra step that we're asking you to do in this case is to look at the silent regions and listen to them for each channel, and make sure that no back channels were lost, for example. Back channels is what you typically would find, although by and large these are going to be silent. So so you can start checking by, well, you know, you can order it any way you like, but start with the first channel and go through it entirely. I would recommend, I've found that it's easier when you're checking and you're trying to make sure the boundaries are right for a speech segment. I would recommend, like say this one, go down here to the transcription tier and select that, so that when you play, you're certain that when it stops, you've caught the whole speech signal for that utterance and haven't lost any signal information. Otherwise, it's liable to keep on running and you might not notice where it finishes. So it takes a little time, but alternatively, you could just listen to the speech segments again and make sure everything's correct for those. And so you could just hit...
Well, hi everyone again.
And then...
like before, we...
like that. And then go back and check the silent regions. If you want to make your job a little more interesting, do it in different ways on a different day, but as long as it gets done. So
we're checking what's actually been transcribed already, as well as the silence.
Yeah, you're doing so. That's the role of the checker, is to check what's said in the silent region, in the speech regions, and then make sure nothing is lost in the silent regions. You're also responsible for resolving any uncertainties that were marked by the original transcriber.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, of course, there are going to be many situations where you, like the first transcriber, can't make any sense of it. And in that case, it will be up to you to use the at symbol. And that can be used to represent one unintelligible word or multiple intelligible words, but just use one at symbol. Exactly. And so that, once you go through all the speech regions and all the non-speech regions, and that you could make another step of doing a search using going under the edit menu, you can do a search for, find a place for open parentheses, and that'll take you to any that the first transcriber might have marked out, so there's one, and then you can just resolve those all one by one as a different set of changes together. And likewise for the double question marks. Just once you've gone through and resolved all the open parentheses, you can do the same for double question marks. And like I said, if you can't make any sense of it, then just use the at symbol. If you can, just give it your best guess in these cases.
How much would you want? I had a few times where I thought, well, it could be this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not entirely sure that it could be, because it could be a combination of something else, put the guess down or leave it as ambiguous in some way.
Yeah, it's... I would, if you're quite certain, then I would go ahead and type what you think of the set. If you think that there is a chance, maybe a 30% chance you're wrong, or
more.
It's usually a complex problem because I
Yeah.
think sometimes if it's not intelligible, you either tend to, because you really want it to fit the context, you tend to take the closest actual word that would fit the context. Or if it sometimes it sounds very clear as a word itself, but then wouldn't make sense at all, and then question, you know, second guess whether it's really what you heard.
Right. So maybe a good idea would be to listen to each channel one by one. Do listen to the silent and non-silent regions and make all those corrections. Leave the unknowns, the ambiguities, the uncertainties until later. So go through all the channels and do that, and then you should have the context from all four speakers, and then go back and do those searches one by one for each channel. How does that be?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Okay.
Which
means
your passage might not
want
at all.
You'll know all too well
what
it's like to me.
I feel like the third time, I thought, oh, you're saying F5.
yeah, I think that would be really helpful. That would help us have a good number of those uncertainties.
So if there's a chance that it's equally likely that they could have said something, or they could have said something like ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Then just choose one and leave it.
Choose one. Think of it from a speech recognition point of view again, and always this should be this should
robust.
Motivate you. Yeah, what is most robust for speech recognition, and leave out.
We just started our speech recognition assignment.
Just so you're well geared towards this task. So I've got
a few. Oh no, I don't want to interrupt.
Oh no.
When I did my master's, I took SP1 and SP2 with Simon K.
You survived SP1 and SP2.
Yes. Actually, I didn't quite well in SP1. I've done a bit worse in SP2 because it was a lot more challenging.
We have two new teachers for SP2.
Okay.
And I'll ask you later on, like, so that you know.
Okay. Back to the topic.
Okay. So, this is one I've gone through. I've just done one channel. And there were lots and lots of things, as you can see, because I've got the square brackets around all the things that need to be changed. So, this person didn't know about capitalization. So, just about every utterance needs to be capitalized and punctuation.
You know when you get like someone's talking and there's sort of pause in the middle of a sentence which is long enough for it to put a break in,
yeah.
But they're actually sort of carrying on the sentence. Do you have to capitalize each time you transcribe a bit?
No. Whatever makes sense to you.
Okay.
but no, it can
yeah.
continue to the next
yeah.
segment and
so
that's perfectly fine.
That's actually the only case where you don't. You're not supposed to capitalize, right?
Right.
So if it's quite clear that the sentence is being carried on, you know, the sentence for a previous sentence is being carried on, then that's when you don't capitalize.
And you use a hyphen again when the sentence is definitely not continuing
yes.
anymore.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's wrong.
I'll review some of these things after I go through this a bit, just to recap. These are things that after checking everybody's work, these are things that were commonly left out
mm-hmm.
or
okay.
mistranscribed, whatever. So I'll go over those as an opportunity to use the whiteboard. okay, so this person left out a lot of end punctuation, and here's a case where I think she was transcribing an outbreath. Or plus the end breath and use the hash mark. In any case, I didn't hear anything, and you shouldn't be transcribing end breaths or out breaths.
Mm-hmm.
That's information we don't need.
Like before, I have to redo the meetings from the minutes from the last meeting.
Oh, you know, this is the headset. Mike, I heard something there. it was a pretty
good voice.
Yeah, it was pretty. So
it was really connected to the word, really.
Yeah.
And you were interested in not really whether it's Mike noise or the person's meeting.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was.
And so here we go. Oh.
Hello.
Like
like before, we I have to reuse the meetings from the mi
Yeah, this
the
is actually quite a bit more annoying
from
than before.
the
This is, so I heard a creaky voice, and it was audible on the level of the rest of the speech, so I would keep that. That's good. Oh, okay. I was adding that. That's what I was. That makes sense. Okay, there you go. So there's things like that. There's a missing false start here that didn't get caught.
Meetings from the minutes from the last meeting.
So I added that in. So that's something that's quite common in the transcriptions I've looked at. Missed false starts, missed.
And how exact you have to be there, because some people tend to stutter more than others, and then they would have a false start 4 or 5 times in a row. And how important is it to listen to it really until you've got the exact number of the things right?
Try to get it right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think syllables should be accounting for.
Because
for
sometimes they go, you know,
yeah, well, don't let it
drive
you crazy, because there is one speaker Melissa just played for me today, and he stutters horribly. It's unfortunate. It's really going to be a nightmare to transcribe, so you will have to bring it in somewhere. But if it's say 4 repeated, the word is repeated 4 times, then that's not too hard to count. I haven't come across something that's been, I haven't come across anything exceeding 4, I think.
Yeah.
Have you?
Well, it's not that the word is, it's the word for the whole word were being used
mm-hmm.
4 times, and
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't have been that difficult. But sometimes it's just a false start, which is really just maybe 1 or 1.5 phones,
uh-huh.
and then repeat it, and then you don't really know whether one is a long duration of 1 or whether it's actually 2.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That kind of thing. So if it was a word starting with D, and the person was going da 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 da, or
yeah. Make your best guess.
Yeah.
Try to listen to it carefully enough, but not so that you're obsessing over it. I would say.
And sometimes with the dis, you think, are you anticipating the d, or you're trying to say the, and you're just saying the.
Right.
The.
Well, there again, think about robustness in the speech recognition,
mm-hmm.
and it really doesn't matter. It's a word fragment. Who cares?
Well,
you're marking it as a fragment, and
that's
what's important.
Yeah.
Speaking about robustness, that if somebody has an accent that you can only really understand what they're saying due to world knowledge, that what they say it doesn't really actually sound at all, you know, what it is, then do you transcribe more phonetically, or do you push a star after every single one word?
Well, I wouldn't be using the star so liberally.
Yeah, that's what
for
I thought. You're not supposed to do it, but. There's one I'm transcribing right now, a whole batch of dialogues where all 4 participants are non-native, and there's especially one there that I think is Eastern European, and I think that's the only reason I can understand what he's saying at all, because I'm Eastern European, and but if we would just play it, I think, to a recognizer, then what he says, the way he realizes words sounds
mm-hmm.
nothing at all like it should be.
Well, right. And for that matter, a lot of native English
yeah.
speakers' realizations it could
yeah.
be so true.
I try to take consistency. If they always stress the wrong part of the word, then I think, okay, I'll let that in.
Yeah.
If it comes out in like one word, is
no, it's less of a stress. It's really like I don't know, just the phonemes sounding differently.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't. Bother to mark all those instances.
Well, you can't be
here. You're going to find that for any speaker. Except for realizing these things. And it's just like Fiona was saying, that the word that stands out is something really adamant. Like, I'm thinking of, I've used this example before, there's a guy who says, project instead of product, and it's something like project.
Yeah.
And it's probably just his pronunciation.
Oh, I think I've
tried
project.
Yeah,
Well, it's
you could
they're
do.
talking about a product, so I mark that as a mispronunciation or something to flag anyway.
And when I was saying evolution each time
Oh, evaluation.
it's
Yeah,
like a whole
I
dialogue.
remember that one. I would flag just like you did. That's something definitely to mark
Yeah, but
up.
that's really something I would always describe it, you know, for lack of better knowledge or lack of context. And then at the end of the dialogue, it dawned on me that he actually meant evaluation.
Yeah.
And then I went back and replaced the person in the whole transcription.
That's good. That's good.
I remember we had a lecturer that couldn't, I can never quite tell if he's saying problem or program. 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 I can't actually say it when I'm listening to him. I can't tell.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you about certain speakers.
Yeah, basically,
It's just
I think
something we
just
have
do
to
your
deal
best
with.
and hope for the
Yeah.
best. I'm just not involved with this.
Okay, so, oh, more than Tom.
That'll give some transcriber a headache.
Yeah.
Well, we have both headset and lapel transcription, so not too bad.
Oops. I won't be transcribing this. Right here.
Yeah, let's have Mark transcribing.
Okay, so there've been lots of missed filled pauses. Everybody seems to miss those some more than others. So just really keep an ear out for those.
It's easy to because you're so used to tuning them out anyway. And I go back over and normally like go back to the beginning and do a quick pass of the main sections again and think, oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure I missed them plenty myself. But this second pass, we should really try to catch
Sorry, I'm
all
just
of it,
seeing
or at
this
least
with
most.
a TV. There is a
Yeah.
T underscore V underscore. I thought we're just supposed to use the underscore between
No,
letters.
no.
No?
That's what
Okay.
I thought the first day
Okay,
as
sorry,
well.
then I've done it wrong so far.
Okay. Yeah, it should be after
Okay.
every acronym.
You know, you standardized on the field pausing bit. Do we need to go through and change ones that people did differently? Like if like wherever in ER, change it all to UH, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So at this point, the only file that's been checked is Melissa, one that Melissa did, and that hasn't been checked by me. So we're starting fresh with these, and you know, changes like that that were just announced, we'll be able to catch
Yeah.
with these first passes.
Okay.
So yeah, if you do see something like UHM for
Yeah.
you have to change
Change it.
that to the regularized version.
Okay.
And we just, you know, this is arbitrary, but we had to choose something and not
Yeah.
Yeah.
make it too convoluted choice.
So if they pause just where you've got it highlighted at the moment, that was the hyphen.
There.
So I have to redo the meetings from the minutes from the last meeting. Was that a like real definite, I'm starting a new sentence here? Because I sometimes, if it sounds like you could carry on saying the whole sentence, I sometimes don't have a hyphen there. But is it any
If it is a backtrack.
hesitation?
Yeah. So
Okay.
it's not necessarily restarting a
Yeah.
sentence,
Yeah.
but just
Yeah, I
restarting the
think of it
entire
in terms of, you
a
know,
phrase.
not even maybe to, well, in fact, if you think of it in terms of a syntactic tree,
Yeah.
it doesn't have to go back all the way to the S node, but it just,
Yeah.
it might go back to the last
Just
node or
one to
something
the
like
next door to the
that.
Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good to know what that was, like if somebody that didn't know about linguistics are trying to transcribe S
That's
node.
just my way of knowing
Yeah.
things, sorry, because linguistics is all I've ever
Yeah.
known.
Here's so that answers your question
Sorry?
about, that answers your
Yes,
question
yeah.
about the smoking. Okay. Here's where I heard another d sound, another false start, or a stutter, I would say.
On this remote, and it's the same message, of course, to the TV. It should have nine channel
Oh,
buttons,
I'm
connect button,
seeing
volume buttons, subtle hybrid buttons,
lagging.
switch to
Okay.
control features, color contrast, sharpness, etc.
Okay.
different match, what is the name? Trickling her with favorite personal features she would like see to be integrated in
so
this.
Okay, and there was a vowel in there, but you notice that she just used the D, and that's fine.
What's
the letter D?
What's the C? Is that a
she would like C? She
to be integrated in this new remote.
Oh, sorry.
Where are you putting that etc? Is that how we're supposed to be writing it?
Yes.
What is that?
Yes, she's
yeah.
So she spelled it wrong. Up here.
Oh, etc.
Yeah, so I mentioned that because of spelling. And yes, any.
Is it one word or is it two words?
It's one word.
Okay.
So I just
said
spelling.
Is that
Sorry?
But is that the Latin like etc.? Like et al.?
Like 80s.
No, no, like, at, you know, when you have a citation and you say et al.
Mm-hmm.
Means and others et al. Etc. means and following. So
in the dictionary,
yeah.
It's one word.
Oh,
yeah. If you have any questions about spellings, I think I might have sent an email to this fact. Just check the Oxford English Dictionary.
Okay.
That will be our guide. So as far as I know, this is just missing an E, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you can. We've considered experimenting with running this through a spell check. You can take this as an Emacs file and run a spell check on it, but I think it would slow things down too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just hopefully in going through this very carefully, you're going to notice these misspellings.
Yeah, I think if somebody could write, I don't know how difficult it would be in practice to write a script that would ignore all the word fragments, anything with hyphens, then the spell check might make sense. But to just use simple Emacs, it will basically mark all the word fragments for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know from experience, at some point you also get negligent. You just click okay, you know,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you might miss a real error. So it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think you're right. So we'll just hope that you catch it. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, so.
To be integrated in, she would like see do.
So I think she didn't catch.
She was cutting one off rather than saying she would like to see
right
something.
Right. Yeah, I think she meant to use the infinitive, but she just left off.
But can see
is
an actual
full
word. Shouldn't there be a space between C and
a space between
to be.
She would like
see.
She would like C.
Actually, no, the C and the hyphen should not be expected.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Exactly.
That was
the way
you were
going to remember that. Okay. There you go. I'm going to say that. Okay. What else? Be careful about finding mistranscriptions. So.
The
other shaped buttons. She presented also an oversized remote, which she guarantees nobody will ever be able to lose.
So she transcribed that as wood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's really difficult. Sometimes you really don't know whether it's saying
well. Well, I think it's quite clear.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously there.
But
clear.
If it's not clear, do you just pick the more grammatical transcript or
no? Try and keep it as
true. But if it's really not, absolutely not clear,
then use
when they say what instead. You know, some people when they just swallow up the last bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just then transcribe?
I have to hear it
yeah.
Because it sounds like it could be a fragment.
Yeah.
I just have to hear it. You don't want to be prescriptive and tell
yeah.
what you think they should have said,
mm-hmm.
but I do know the type of scenario you're describing. I just it's just hard to
mm-hmm.
answer that without hearing something.
I'm sure you can't.
Yeah, they should all. I stopped marking,
Okay.
so just too many, but.
Should it? Because they lose, it's continuing from one
Oh,
second.
yeah,
Okay.
you're right, right.
No.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
There we go, yes in there. And.
What's that?
Okay.
But ready for personal.
So another mystical start.
Favorite, really, she would very much like to see.
There was creakiness on the she, but you don't need to mark that as a separate sound.
Sometimes I play butts after la like words after laughter, I've made them capitalize because I've not been sure if there's some if the laughter's been cutting everything off.
And it sounds like the laughter is just interrupting an utterance that continues after the laughter. I wouldn't worry
Okay,
about
so what
capitalizing.
about if a whole utterance is uttered while laughing? Do you put the laughter in front or when that happens, what I do is I put laughter in front and the whole sentence and laughter in, you know, at the end as well.
If you hear
So.
just laughter on either side, yeah, do that.
No, it's laughter throughout.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have
Yeah.
to. I'll
There's some people laughing themselves silly at absolutely nothing.
Okay, so laughter during speech. I'll talk to you listening
Because in
and
the ICSI dialogues, they only say, you know, while laughing, and we don't do that. So they say either, so there it's really not ambiguous whether it's just laugh followed by a normally spoken utterance or whether it's an utterance spoken while laughing. I think there is a distinction there, and we don't have that.
No, we don't have any
Yeah.
qual tags that they use, but I'll figure that one out and
Okay.
put it up on the wiki or email you. Good question. I've come across that as well. Let's see.
Is speech recognizer integrated in this remote? The industrial designer up.
Yeah, I don't know what that noise was indicating. We can skip on other types of things and print out. Let's see.
And how it would work, so you press the button, the chip is Morse code related, relays the generator amplification. And the circuit board is very inexpensive to build, and so she thinks this is a great feature to consider.
So cute. I forget if she was the person that called circuit so cute.
Did she say circuit? I don't really hear that.
I'm not sure
So,
if she
did
did.
you have been tempted to put an asterisk after that?
If it's her, I just
Circuit
caught the end of
board.
it.
The circuit board.
No, not for that one. I'm sorry. I had one person who said circuit.
Oh, okay.
But then I wouldn't put an asterisk on it. I thought asterisk is something where it's pronounced as a totally different word, like evaluation and
No,
evolution.
not
No?
necessarily. No,
Okay.
it's just something that the speech recognizer is liable to trip up on, I
Yeah.
think.
Because this is a very frequent mistake that non-native speakers make, to say circuit
That may be, but I probably would flag it. Depending on how different the vowel sound was. It's gonna be your call in a lot of these
Something
cases.
like if I did that one because it was, well, the language teacher would allow that to move on to the next stage, and that wouldn't, they wouldn't let that pass. Sort of.
Okay,
Or I
here.
wouldn't, it's something that I'd point out to them.
Here's a case of where I found it, found a case of discontinuity.
She would like this whole thing should be push buttons.
But, you know, because she's a non-native English speaker, I don't know, maybe that was grammatically unmarked for her. If you know what I mean, maybe that wasn't her restarting.
Yeah, because otherwise you could end up putting a hyphen after every hesitation mark that you have.
So again, I don't know. That was my reflex at the time to put that there, but.
Just a prosodic marker rather than an actual full hesitation.
Yeah.
As in that whole like back channel.
Simple chip. She would like this whole thing should be pushed back.
Oh, yes, sorry. I'm going to skip the rest of the sentence.
Yes,
pushed back
calling.
Support.
Okay. I'm going to skip ahead. Oh, let's see.
Should be battery operated, and of course, she has a special case.
So I hear she would quite clear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think a good number of them you'll be able to resolve.
Okay.
Just helps to have the context and be able
well,
to.
Could be she
thinking.
Would or should as well.
Well. Yes, it could be a lot of things.
Marketing expert who has to finally come up with to market this product.
So there's another case where there wasn't a space between a non-word fragment. And a restart. Okay, what else? There's an extra little symbol in here. That was just kind of carelessness. So even if it's something as brief as we're going to go ahead and capitalize that. Marika asked me what to do in case of an utterance just consisting of laughter. Do we use punctuation in these cases?
I haven't done.
I don't know. I think it's just too silly.
It's not linguistic.
I'm
just thinking of, a matter is consisting entirely of laughter and then putting like punctuation in it.
I was going to have fun transcribing that.
If you have a conversation in common with like, it's laughter linguistic, then they could come on to hear you.
I'm trying to interpret my note here. Delete and clap this one. Okay, there just really wasn't enough to transcribe.
What I really like.
Yeah, because it was really just silence.
Yeah, so like I said, click down here just to, if you haven't learned that trick already, that won't play surrounding seconds. So there's nothing there worth transcribing.
Just notice the random yes, like in having a hyphen before because of.
Scroll up a little way. Yeah, and that and the second one at the top. Is I'm going to have to go back and find the places where I've had someone pausing and then saying, yeah, yeah, and then this, I've not had, I need to go back and find.
So you haven't put hyphen and hyphen? I see, I see. Yeah.
Okay. Hyphens or commas?
Commas.
Commas?
Yeah. For
that
or
type
no,
of situation?
Actually, well, both, a couple of times where they've repeated a word, I've put a comma between them. Should that be no comma?
Commas are fine. Eventually, they're going to be extracted globally, so it doesn't matter. We can just wipe them out.
Okay. So, yeah, I get quite prolific with my commas at times.
I am too. I like commas. And then Steve Reynolds, his project manager, had a look at, I think it was my transcription. Well, his commas doing him. But he didn't, ultimately, he thought it was a problem.
Okay, cool.
They will, they'll help in the case of discourse marking, but his point was that they're really subjective. And use a transcriber here.
Just to make sense of the sentence.
Yeah. I really like using commas.
I read some of these PhD proposals yesterday and well, you could have a comma in here and not there.
What is cutest?
She spelled cutest with an I, so.
Oh, okay.
That's just something I pointed out. Okay, what else?
Cutest?
Thank you. So here's, let's see, now this was
quite one step
behind. No, now she's got evaluation criteria.
So she typed hour, and I didn't quite do that, but.
No, no, this was an evaluation criteria.
But you can see how it could have been.
Well, if you were Hockney, then.
No, no, this was an evaluation criteria.
Sometimes you get like, you're not sure if it's an
I,
an A, yeah, or not.
Right, and you can never know, but if it fits well enough as a as a an indefinite article, then
yeah,
may as well.
So
okay.
Which did you dis?
Oh, I was suggesting that it be instead of our.
No, no, this was an evaluation criteria, which.
But
M R in case.
This. Yeah, it's tricky.
One.
I don't know. Oh,
well, there's a production email.
I think there's a well there.
Yeah.
But just being the headset, my channel may make it easier to hear. She transcribed from the lapel mic.
I've had one person with a dodgy headphone one.
Dodgy something one.
Oh, most of the time it's as if they've got the handover or something.
Oh, God. And you transcribe that speaker entirely?
Yes.
If that comes
yeah,
up again,
yeah,
we've got headset mic files now. In fact, they replaced all the lapel mic files on the internet server with headset mic files, which we weren't asking them to do, but anyway, they did it. So now we don't have the lapel mic files. Apparently, the headset mic files are just a bit louder.
Right.
So probably from some turning the volume down considerably, but
apparently,
other than that, they're just as good.
Right.
But let us know, because we can retrieve them.
Yeah, but some people, it actually leads to some really screeching noises because they're so loud, or probably the mic is so close. And this one, in one of the first dialogues I did, this guy called Ed, you could always see the waveform actually, you know, being just hitting the boundaries on both ends and just being, at some points, just black fragments. And when he was talking, there was this whole, like, you know, when you speak too close to the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Well, people that say, is this on? And I've hit it a few times.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to go through any more of these because I think I've gotten through most of the types that I need to point out.
How about names that somebody says the name of somebody and you think, who? I don't know how to spell their name.
Right.
You say the right name.
Right. What are we going to do with that?
So, I had one guy, one of the project managers, was he had a really weird accent, and he was calling one guy Mr. Ed.
Mr.
Ed.
Ed.
And to be, he found out that it was actually Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
No, but then it wasn't one word, that it wasn't like some proper name starting with M.
Mr. Ed.
I've been looking at some guidelines for another corpus, and I did see something about proper names, so I'll have a look at that
right.
And see
well,
how we can.
But don't you guys have this data?
No,
the people's names, like when you
collect. Yeah,
data,
quite possibly. But since it's coming from it's coming from IDEAP in Switzerland. Yeah, it should be easy enough to get, but it's one of those that you know. Emailing somebody to find out who knows this information.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's.
No, but it's information that we theoretically have.
Yeah, because everyone signs a consent form and they participate in the experiment. So we opted them to get
we
that.
We didn't sign
one. We should also have a means of dealing with proper names when we don't know what it is or how it might be spelled at all and flagging that in some way. So I'll try to address both things.
What was Mr. again? I can't remember seeing how to explain Mr.
Oh, just type Mr. Flynn
M-I-S-T.
Yeah, and same with Mrs. M-I-S-S.
U.S.?
I'm sorry.
Mrs.
I was like, check the dictionary.
Mrs.
Yeah, you never type the abbreviated spelling.
What if somebody calls himself Ms.?
I'm sure there's a spelling in
OED,
yeah.
So, what about foreign words? What do we do when we're checking if we come up with something?
Oh, right, so the transcriber's enclosing everything in carrots.
Yeah.
And what you would do is.
Which I think it was French, so I knew that's it.
That's a good question, because you will be leaving question marks there.
I mean, if it's in carrots and they know it's fine, does that matter?
It shouldn't, because things are going to be left like the asterisk will be left before the product adds for the subsequent processing. But carrots with question marks in between would have to be resolved in some way.
Or could we just change it to an app between the carrots?
Yeah.
Because it's unintelligible.
Yeah, I suppose that's all we can do, really.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be polyglot.
Oh, so even if we know what that word means, we're not supposed to.
Oh, yeah. If it's a foreign word and you know what it is, just enclose it in carrots.
Yeah, because I have, there's one now where I think two speakers are French, like one's definitely French, and then now she's saying, and then somebody's saying something to her, and she goes, come on. And then, you know that.
Yeah. If you're confident, you can get a fair grasp on French, for example. Why not
accidentally translating the process?
Yeah. Okay. There's just one other thing. She typed okay in caps.
Oh yeah, so
O, capital K, and huge no. I don't know why she missed that in the guidelines.
Are we doing okay
yeah.
just as O
K,
not as a okay A Y.
It is okay A Y.
A Y, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So it will be your job. Catch all of these
points.
No transcriber will be checking. No checker will be checking their own transcription.
Yes.
So
no transcriber will be
checking. We will catch these things more efficiently, I think. And I'll just go for the board. Do I have to keep this stuff on?
Oh, yeah, because every time somebody would be going over there, you'd hear all this sound.
Okay. The chairs moving
and about five or six breaks in between this and making a way.
Okay, so I guess just for the sake of using the whiteboard, can you one more time? I'll just write down the things that are most common to be checked.
All the whiteboard marker and the camera as well.
That's some
Now, this is a list of things to do as a checker. So you want to listen to the silent regions, then check the speech regions. And as part of that, you want to check the boundaries. And, oh, by the way, this should be transcribed any missed speech. And within this, checking the speech segments, you want to listen or look for missed. Look for missed punctuation, filled pauses, words in stuttering. And if you have a stuttered word, you don't need to use the hyphen to mark discontinuity. It's just so if somebody says the, then it's just the. Words in and false starts. Short words, make sure little words like the and articles and that kind of thing don't get omitted. Short words and word fragments. So those are the commonly missed things. And then look for cases of missed transcription.
Seems so silly, right?
Anyway, this transcription, so make sure the speaker said will, you type will, not would, or if they say we, you know, it might be more grammatically correct to type we're, that kind of thing. That cases of ellipsis where maybe the transcriber typed them, but really what was said was mm-hmm. So maybe the apostrophe. And look for capitalization. I'm not going to. You can do any words. Capitalization, spelling, use the OED to check on things you might know about. Refer to the wiki for all regularized spellings and things like filled pauses.
I just remembered one.
Oh, what's that?
Okay, you went expressed as K, but it's at the beginning of a sentence. Should the K be capitalized?
Well, apostrophe and then K.
And then, yeah, capitalize the K.
Yeah.
Marcus smells really bad.
I think it's really good.
You've been doing this too long.
I used to always be the same.
Please think.
What else did I find? So the make sure the dash, the hyphen, whatever you call it, is being used appropriately in cases of discontinuity. But not the stuttering, like I said. and don't use it when the utterance is clearly continued into the next segment. Don't transcribe in breaths or out breaths. And OK should never be too capital letters. It should be OK AY. And one other thing is to break up long segments if you find any.
Over a minute.
Yeah, but that's a kind of crude guideline. I'd say just anything that seems unmanageable.
So if something is a minute and 3 seconds, I can still have it.
Yeah. Really, it means nothing to say a minute. It's just a really crude guideline. I would just try to keep segments very manageable. But you know, use these waveforms to help you. And you can adjust the resolution so that that didn't help me too much, but you can use this little slide bar to adjust the resolution.
Or you can also, if you go to Signal and something under Signal where you can adjust the amplitude as well, resolution. If you go to Control Panel, Signal Control Panel, the vertical zoom, you can adjust that as well. So if it seems too flat,
That's good. All right.
I was hearing stuff, but there was nothing on my way for it. So I had to find where everything was.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah, so to help you make cuts, just look, you know, use this waveform and make sure you're not losing any signal information. But cutting segments down is a low priority, but it will help.
Processing words. I know I've gone a bit far in cutting like that.
Yeah, and don't get excessive about it because that just ends up taking too much time. But I think from a speech recognition point of view, it shouldn't matter. You know, the segments being whatever I've seen other people's transcription guidelines for the ICSI project at Berkeley and elsewhere say it really doesn't matter. The point is just to get them into manageable units.
Easy to checking it in rather than to listen to a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's the best reason for coming in. But hopefully, that will be done during the first pass because that's the whole point. Making the first job a little easier. And then, yeah, just be sure after you've gone through the four channels to do a search on all the unknowns, all the pieces of ambiguity or whatever. And what else was I going to say? The way we'll be allocating this is the same as before. It's going to be on the same
Location
the same
page.
page, just further down, scroll down, you'll see
Mm.
And I've already allocated some things to be checked. So if you run out of work, go ahead and start checking because this is something that's considerably bottlenecked at the moment.
So is this the priority then?
Yeah, I'd say for now, we don't even have much new stuff to be gone over for the first pass, so it's important that we do the second pass. And I've indicated in a column whether something is priority. I think it's high priority. So those would be the ones you focus on first, obviously. And when it comes, you don't want to change the file name in any way. Just keep it the same. There's going to be a checking in procedure. I don't know if anybody was mentioning this before, but you'll know about this with the CVS
Yeah.
So
Well, I don't know about, I know about this for the summarization. I haven't done this
Right, but it'll be similar. But they're creating a there. A guy, Jonathan, is creating a web form for you to do this all very simply. Just upload everything that you've upload the file that you've transcribed to. And you'll be noting whether it's the first pass or the second pass and your name as the person who did that particular task. And that will happen soon. I'll let you know.
So do we just open the file as we open the files from the first pass? Open
Yeah.
example and
Yeah, you'll have to. I would suggest creating a folder called Files to be Checked or something like that.
in your home type.
Yeah, and then within that, create subfolders for the given name. And you'll have to get all the sound files, unfortunately, from your MN server on your own because the Anna server's not very reliable for giving you sound files uncorrupted. So you'll have to get all the sound files from your MN server, and the person's transcription file should be in that folder where you're putting yours. And then you'll just you'll copy that over. You won't don't move it over because you're gonna have multiple versions of these things. But yeah, copy it into your directory and keep the same name. And then when you check it in, it will automatically be registered, even though the first pass was checked in when we were doing this checking in business. It will know which pass it is, but I think you'll also be indicating that as well.
Slightly connected question.
You'll know.
Originally, when we first replied saying yes, we actually billed, it said 6 weeks, and the
Mm-hmm.
contracts say 8th of May, which is longer in advance than, which is a greater amount of time than 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's actually 6. What is it? Is it 3 months? I
Yeah,
think.
that's
I've
sounds
done a 3 month
accurate.
contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're 3 month contracts. And now, if you can't keep that's fine. But it's just a logistic thing with personnel where we have, that's the minimum we want to offer a contract for. So if you have to, let us know as soon as you know when
When it
that
gets
thing
into the
stops.
holidays and not
Yeah,
necessarily after the holidays.
obviously, those kinds of things we'll have to work around. But yeah, it's just one of those. Just checking.
Once we actually get into the Easter holidays, because we're having lectures at the moment, can we be more flexible for hours if we wanted to?
I should think so. I
I
mean,
mean,
the whole
depending
point
on what sort
of
of
keeping, well, as long as you're able to, work out use of your computer with the other person, that's fine. Yeah. The whole point of having regular hours was to make sure that somebody was here to answer your questions.
Sure.
But you've got keys?
Yes.
So you should be able to get in during hours if you want to.
And if you can plug microphones into Apple and Tower computers, I think we're there as well.
Yeah. I don't see why not. I saw an issue.
No worries.
doing here.
So that I was just
I think you'll all be paid.
I'm having to sort some tax stuff out before I can send my stuff in, because I need to make sure I'm sending in the right form.
Okay.
But they wanted to know what examining board I got my A levels in.
Really?
Yeah, for human resources. I thought, surely you don't need that information. It was about to take me half an hour. Well, it didn't, and I was like just going through the forms and filling in all the details. I thought, I'm not going to spend a couple of hours getting photocopies of degree certificates to give you for your files if I was going to be here.
That's certainly nice.
I think one place it said people's copies of degrees. Oh, maybe I'm getting mixed up with something else, but it wanted a level like examining board, which seemed a bit ridiculous.
If you have any problems with that, see Carolyn Hastings. I mean, if it's for this job and getting paid, that's not necessary.
Carolyn Hastings,
But also, if pay is a matter, if there's money that you haven't gotten paid, I hope that's not.
I haven't gotten paid for the first 2 weeks because I only have a 3 month contract starting February, but I started from January.
Talk to Carolyn. I really don't know why that would be. I'm here full time now, so I'll be here Monday through Friday. And I live at 4 now, so I won't find me in
time. But your husband now has to get home,
Oh, so it's your baby then.
One assumes this.
How old? He's 4.5 months.
Yeah, that's the question I was just going to ask.
Only as of Friday, actually.
Why?
I was just telling Melissa this. Do you want us to stop?
Do you think it's going
to happen?
Yeah. The tapes are about to run out.
I was telling Melissa that
we have to take our bed with you again.
Just saying that we.